The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest's premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. Josh Hill coming back with you here on Sports Nightly, a best of edition of the show. We jump back into an interview Jessica had with Stephanie Thader a couple of weeks ago. Jess asked Stephanie why Nebraska volleyball has been able to maintain success for so long.
Gosh, that I'm afraid that question is above me, around me. I can't speak to that. I can tell you, just being on the inside, that I can't imagine, and I had opportunities to go elsewhere to different colleges, and I can't imagine having, I not once said, what if I went here, what if I went there? That never happened, even then that freshman year when I was battling for a position, because once you are accepted into that and invited into that, you know, the university, the programs, whatever macro or micro level you find yourself, you get a real sense of pride. You get a real sense of stewardship. And I don't think I had an appreciation for that as a current player, because you're faced with the day in, day out tasks and duties and performance. But the older you get, you really do understand the stewardship of resources that goes into those programs. And that comes from donors and admin and fans. And there's a real sense of that with the alumni, because we were we were benefactors, and alumni are very sensitive about making sure those young players understand that, because they're just too close to the fire when they play. You don't get that lens until later. But we saw alumni, you know, we saw Nancy Grant Colson, we saw Enid Schoenweiss, we saw Gwen Egbert, all these alumni just coming in, just watching practice, and those names, we were like, at first I didn't know who they were, because I was from Missouri and I hadn't followed Nebraska until I was recruited. But then once I was there, I was like, oh my gosh, these are the people that are in the record books, right? So I think alumni, the university does well to have alumni back, because and John Cook was good, I think, after our Terry Pettit's era left, to just understand that stewardship and what's come before you. We don't own it. We are just stewards of it to pass to the next group.
Okay, so for our listeners and Husker fans, where are you now? What are you up to? And you got a special shout-out, right?
What did you say?
You got a special shout-out, right?
Well, you know, I am Manhattan, Kansas, and I went back and I, you know, planned to talk to Keith Zimmer about this, because I spent a lot of time with him balancing the academics on this, on the court stuff. But, you know, I went back late and got a master's in counseling. And so I went into career coaching. I found myself as someone who has lived abroad playing professional ball and married to someone who moves frequently, that my career, I've had to navigate new environments quite a lot and quite quickly. I found myself to be very supportive of people who were in the same boat. So I worked recently with, well, university students for about 13, 14 years, and most recently military spouses, domestic and internationally, on their career coaching needs, because I could I could help them with those transitions because I lived them. I'm currently pulling back. I've pulled back this last year because my daughter has one more year of high school, so I want to be more available to her. And also volunteering in a community organization I'm going to amp up. It just works with people who keep them stable off the streets and really just pouring in resources to them so that they can start to remove some of those barriers for their own success. So that's kind of something on my next chapter. But yeah, that's really it. So
that's amazing. But your husband, right? You're going to give a shout out to him?
Yeah, I would be glad to. Sorry. You queued it up and I didn't tee it up. You teed it up and I didn't hit it. So Clint Brown, he currently is, they have camps, actually football camps here at K-State, but he's really a really wonderful, I would say, balance for me. We have a shared background, small town. He grew up in Arlington, Nebraska, national championship team. But his story is so much more compelling than mine. So if you ever, you shout out, you want to do a walk, an old Tom Osborne walk-on story, he's it, because he ended up as a national championship, but he worked for it. And I really, I really like that story. He can work with, you know, walk-ons and the successful one because he's lived all between. He's very humble. But yeah, so Clint, if you watch this or, you know, and hear it, I love you and thank you for your support.
And y'all met here, right?
Yeah, we met at Nebraska.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, great stuff. Thank you so much for your time. I'll let you get out of here, but happy birthday and congratulations. And I know you'll be back here, right, October 31st and for the football game there on November 1st, right?
Go Huskers.
Awesome.
Go
thank you so much for your time.
Hey, bye.
What a fun conversation. Former Nebraska volleyball player Stephanie Thader on Sports Nightly shortly after it was announced that she would be joining the Nebraska Athletics Hall of Fame. We still have one more segment left in the show tonight. We'll hear from recently graduated Nebraska baseball player Drew Christo. That's coming up next.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.